joining us on the Trocare College Live Line. Eric Wood, you can hear him on the call later on tonight on WGR alongside Chris Brown as the Bills take on the Dolphins. Eric's appearance brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. All right, Eric, lots to get to with this matchup, Bills and Dolphins. I want to start with Josh Allen's hand. I mean, left hand, he's been wearing a glove on it. We saw it get banged up during the game last week. How is this going to impact? I'm sure you've had, you know, this happen in the past working with quarterbacks before. How might this impact Josh Allen's ability, especially taking the snap later on tonight?
He's acting like it's not going to be a big deal, so I'm assuming it won't be as well. For him, catching a shotgun snap shouldn't be a huge issue. And then under center, most of the blow is going to your right hand, which is on top. The left hand's just coming in to just secure the ball. So it shouldn't be an issue. Where it could potentially create an issue would be, let's say they're doing a QB sneak where you have to grab the ball, secure it away. A lot of times as a ball carrier, you're taught to carry the ball in the arm closest to the sideline. So if you get a hit, the ball would be going towards the sideline if they were able to knock it loose. And so on the move, they may tell him maybe run a little bit less if he's running to his left, keep the ball in his right hand. But I'm thinking Josh will be all right.
What's it like playing through an injury on a short week? I mean, it's tough enough to play on a short week anyway, right?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely an issue. And you see guys in the NFL talk and speak out against these Thursday night games all the time because it seems like there's an uptick in injuries on Thursday nights during the games, and then it's really hard to recover whether you're injured or not. An injury just complicates things even further.
Well, they're playing the Dolphins, who kind of have a little bit of a different look on defense. They were unable to stop the Bills last year. Have any of their changes look like they're going to pan out and work for them this year?
Yeah, that's yet to be seen. And it wasn't just last year. Josh Allen has completely owned the Dolphins throughout his career. And, I mean, he throws for over 280 passing yards a game. He goes for over 300 yards of offense, over 3 touchdowns per game against them, over 110 passer rating. I mean, this is a team that he's had tremendous success against, and I think he's part of the reason they keep shuffling through defensive coordinators down there in Miami, and we'll see if our guy Anthony Weaver is the guy for the job.
You know, when you think about injuries, Dolphins, they're without A-Chain. Mostert, he's out. Jalen Ramsey dealing with a hamstring injury. And then the Bills have injuries of their own. Isn't it strange that injuries are always a concern whenever these two teams play?
Yeah, but I also think that's just kind of a theme around the NFL. It's, you know, there's injuries that impact the season, and, you know, the teams that can stay the healthiest at the end that are also one of the top maybe 5 teams, they have the best shot of winning it all. Kansas City's been fortunate these last couple years to be able to stay fairly injury-free down the stretch, where the Bills have been bitten by the injury bug, and so have a number of other teams.
Well, we saw, you know, kind of, I guess it's one game, right? What the Bills offense might look like, that idea that everybody's going to get in on the action certainly rang true week one. Has there been anything said in the days since, maybe done in practice, that would make you think they're going to go away from that at all?
No, I don't think so. And I've liked what they've done so far, and I think they'll continue to stay balanced and yeah, I've liked the approach so far.
You know, with Taron Johnson out, who fills the role of nickel corner?
Yeah, same guy that filled in last week, Cam Lewis, and he's been around the organization for a while now, a guy they trust in, a guy that played really well last week. And Taron Johnson is very hard to replace, an all-pro player at his position, one of my favorite players on the entire team to watch. And so, you know, it's never easy replacing a guy like Taron Johnson, but I was very impressed with what I saw from Cam Lewis last week.
Well, I want to get into the mindset a little bit with you here, because the Bills are technically underdogs in this game, according to the line, but this is like the team the Dolphins need to beat. This has got to be the game they circled on their schedule when it first came out. It's the most important game of the year for them. For the Bills, I don't know if you necessarily say that. You got Kansas City coming up. You might even look at the Niners game as being like, all right, here's our big test to see if we're Super Bowl ready. Like, we've taken care. We've been able to handle the Dolphins. Is there like a mentality difference between these two teams in this game, and might it make a difference to what you see on the field?
Yeah, I see your points, but I don't see it as such. You know, the Bills understand that it's the Dolphins or Jets. You know, Patriots are 1-0 right now, but it's likely the Dolphins or Jets that they have to continue to beat to win the division. And, you know, this is a big one here tonight, and I shouldn't say I don't think. I know Sean McDermott's not going to have them in a lax state here tonight.
You know, Mike McDaniel yesterday said the division still runs through Buffalo. You agree?
I don't think you can say any differently until someone knocks them off. They've won it, what, 4 or 5 years in a row now? To me, you know, you have to say that as a head coach, no matter how much confidence you have in your team, there's no way that just an off season of free agents and coaching changes and whatnot could change the fact that the Bills have owned this division.
Yeah, and own the Dolphins, too. Hey, Eric, thank you. Eric Wood on the call later on tonight on WGR, just down the dial on 550. He'll be with Chris Brown, who joined us earlier this morning.